Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. Episode 3, A Question of Taste, with Gary Waldhorn as Eddie and Harriet Walter as Angela.
Thanks for inviting us, Suki. We really enjoyed it.
Speak for yourself.
Glad you could come. Eddie, too.
And you sold quite a lot. I mean, I saw red dots everywhere.
Migraine, they call it.
Because I wouldn't hang a painting over 2,000 or show a sculpture over 4.
Very reasonable.
What a ripper.
Eddie, please.
It's all right, Angela. I know he didn't like the paintings.
Just couldn't see anything to them, sweetheart.
Well, the images are faint, which is why the artist has overlaid them with a reflecting glass, flooding them with mobile alternatives. Do you see?
Without the glass, you could at least project your holiday snaps under them.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, but in a way, he's right. It's as though the artist is asking, what is more real, your reflection or my canvas?
Rev the engine a bit, Mohammed. At this rate, we'll never get away.
We must go. Eddie's booked us a table at L'Etoile des Artistes.
Lucky things. And Angela, where did you get that amazing dress?
Suki, don't neglect your other guests.
Quite a crowd.
Marvellous. Tell Yasha thanks too. And congrats to you.
Bye.
And to think I gave up a night at the dogs.
Oh, what a shame.
My new 01 goes by the name of Spider. He's got a dog running at Wimbledon tonight. I could have been well set up in the grandstand bar by now.
Surely you drank enough of Suki's wine to compensate.
Cool base, Mohammed. See if French has got a result on that dog yet.
3-4 to Bess.
For ages now, you've been complaining that I know all your friends and I've never introduced you to mine.
Request details of the Wimbledon job. Over.
Tonight I introduce you to umpteen... Invites to Suki's private views are very sought after.
You don the dog each way, man?
Luckily, or this evening would have been a total loss.
You owe me an apology. You owe all my friends an apology. Or at least an explanation of your behaviour tonight. Okay, so you think my friends are snobs, pretentious, that they live in a rarefied world of arty-farty...
Do me a favour, I haven't said a word.
I heard what you said about the sculptures. When Yasha explained that they were tabletop pieces, you said you'd rather have a bottle of HP sauce any day.
Oh, did I?
That's inverted snobbery of the worst sort, Eddie, and it's a lie. I mean, there won't be any sauce bottles on the table at L'Etoile Nuit, because it's haute cuisine, isn't it? Your favourite restaurant, isn't it?
Mohammed, would you mind telling me something? What would you make of a squash tin bucket of spark plugs?
Are they used spark plugs, man, or new ones?
Either way, would you call them an exploded view of the universe?
I'm not with you, man.
How could you be? You're not a mug. These people are such mugs that all you've got to do is take a piece of scrap metal, slap on a piece of fancy label and an astronomical price tag.
Some of the works had the rhythm of figurative pieces which seemed to spill over the edges of their plinths. In fact, the sensuality of the metal...
You got that out of the catalogue, Angela. I read it too. Now, please, if we're going to have a conversation this evening, we better just talk business.
Right. Fine. Late payers.
Pardon?
Charles.
Who?
Our accountant questions the value of attracting accounts that take up to 6 months to pay for the cars they hire from us. Oh, I know you enjoy talking about X, Y, and Z company who owes us X, Y, and Z.
Be specific, Angela.
Okay. We can stick to restaurants. Chez Maurice. He has an estate car daily to deliver his prepackaged executive meals, and nightly...
Slow down, Mamet. 100 yards on your left, boy. That blue neon sign.
And nightly, he has cars to take home his waiters and so on who work unsocial hours. Why have we stopped?
Because we're here.
That's a fish and chip shop.
They do pie and mash as well. You hungry, Mohammed?
But you booked a table at...
I had chicken nuggets for lunch, but I didn't have nothing since.
Then it's time you took a break, boy. Come on, we'll start with jellied eels.
I'm not going in there dressed like this.
Suit yourself, darling. I've got a bad taste in my mouth. With any luck, some real food would shift it.
What about her?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm perfectly capable of finding my own way home.
There you are, darling. Black cab for you. Off you go. No night.
Mohammed rang in to say he's off the road today.
Car service.
With his stomach. He ceased to tell you he can still taste the axle grease they served up as gravy.
Oh, shut up, will you? No, not you, madam. Your car is on its way, I assure you. It's just that the river is a problem this morning. Oh, run round a corner, get me some indigestion sweets, French. No, it's just that none of my drivers can get across. Give me strength.
You're going to be pushed with Mohammed and Slippy off the road.
Try Chiswick Bridge then, 03. It won't take Slippy long to get a new exhaust. All right then, try Putney, but make your mind up, 03. The lady is waiting.
But Slippy is running you at errands, sir.
Still no reason for him to dump his old exhaust in here.
It dropped off in the road, Ed. And he said to tell you...
03, next time you buy a car, make sure it's amphibious.
To tell you he's gone home to put his boots on first.
I said amphib... Oh, forget it, 03. But I told Slippy, no rough stuff.
He doesn't like going visiting for you.
Car service.
Without some ankle support.
Madam, your car's within sight of your flats right now, only on the other side of the river. Lean out of your window and give him a wave. Please, help me to keep his spirits up. I only asked him to give Miner a nudge for me.
What for? He's one of our best customers, isn't he?
He would be if he paid, boy. The point is, I'm calling in some money from these late payers. And Miner is top of the list. Every time I ring him, it's next week, mate. In the post, mate. In between bank accounts. I'm going to tear a strip off the manager at my branch.
As if you don't pull all those dodges yourself.
Quite. And I told him he'd overcapitalise on that restaurant. 6 bay trees, a fancy awning and 4 carriage lights before you even catch sight of a knife and fork. Which reminds me, French, I asked you to run round the corner.
Good morning.
Indigestion sweets, wasn't it?
Angela, sweetheart. What a nice coat. Red suits you.
I'm here strictly on business.
Won't be a minute.
What a meal you missed last night. A gastronomic delight.
I have here a draft letter dictated to me by Charles. Read it.
Mind that lump of metal, sweetheart.
What is it?
What letter? Who from?
Charles, our accountant, says we should send one of these to all those companies who've consistently ignored our final reminders for payment.
1515. Leave it with me, darling.
No.
I'll glance through it later.
No, we cannot afford to soft pedal any longer.
Couldn't agree more, darling. 1-5, your pick-up from Harold Street, gentlemen for Barnes. In fact, I've already swung into action. Take Chiswick Bridge. Chiswick, your best bet, over.
This letter states that unless payment is received within 10 days, we will be petitioning the court to serve a bankruptcy order.
Dear, oh dear, what have I always said?
What?
That accountant lives in cloud cuckoo land. Roger, 1-5.
Charles says that as the companies in question all owe us over £2,000...
Declare any of these companies bankrupt and you've kissed goodbye to your money. We'd be way down on the list of creditors.
But they wouldn't want to lose their assets.
All mortgage to the hilt, Angela.
Then Charles's point must be to shame them.
Shame Miner?
Miner?
Morris, sweetheart, presently masquerading as Maurice.
Shame Maurice, yes, the Frenchman.
More Fulham. Sprouted a line in Franglaise as well as a new toupee. Car service. Don't worry, Angela. I'm handling it and my methods pay off. Yours won't. Madam, I'm sorry about the delay. What can I do except advise you to move north of the river? Failing that, get yourself a pair of water wings. Do you know what Morris would do if he got one of those letters? He'd breathe a sigh of relief.
Of course he wouldn't.
Mon Dieu, he'd say, or words to that effect. This'll save me the cost of filing bankruptcy myself. That's 90 quid I'm in pocket already.
Oh, rubbish.
I'll take you to dinner tonight.
To make up for last night?
No, to explain to you more in detail.
Ed, I think I got your result with Morris. He's running scared.
Hang on, boy. Car service.
Slippy, I didn't know you played baseball.
What?
That's a baseball bat, isn't it? And the cap.
What?
Just calm down, Maurice. Calm down, boy.
And the sweatshirt.
Ah, yes, it's New York Mets.
There's no need for hysterics, Maurice. Listen, Miner, I just...
If that's she, Maurice, I want to talk to him.
He's hung up. Watch your tights, Angela.
That's my exhaust.
No, it's not, is it?
What?
It's a sculpture entitled Exploded View of a Black Hole, isn't it?
Catalogue price, £4,000.
What?
Oh, hello, Angela. Hey, I've got the indigestion sweets.
Well, then get yourself a glass of water. Start taking them.
Hey, but hey...
Well, it's you that's got the stomach upset, isn't it?
I'll see you this evening, then, Eddie. Please be at my place by 8 o'clock.
What's going on around here?
You tell me.
What?
I sent you to Shay Maurice on a damage limitation exercise, not a massacre.
We never touched him.
We?
He took Spider with him.
And what did he go dressed as?
Nothing, just his normal red puffer jacket and his dreads tucked inside his leather cap.
I get the picture.
Anyway, point was the game was up before we got there. I knew it as soon as I saw Miner. He had his toupee on, Squint.
Well, you won't get a Michelin star for that.
He's been declared a bankrupt. Official.
I thought you said you'd got me a result, boy.
Yeah, well, he's got one asset. Invisible.
How invisible?
Well, you've got to know where to look, Ed.
Where?
Third lock-up, down under the railway bridge. 200 cases of top-notch wines.
Could be tasty.
When's the official receiver due to call on him?
Any day, which is why Spider's gone home for his wire cutters and to fit a rubber bumper on his car.
No. I don't need gangland tactics. If I'm shifting this load, it'll be with me directing a low-profile operation from this end with a team I can trust. You and Frenchy, for a start.
No, I don't fancy humping bloody great crates.
Three case of wine each.
I'd rather drink me own brew.
We'll come to an arrangement on the profits.
Ah, now you're talking.
But we'd need another lock-up to shift it to.
I think I heard Nico talking about a lock-up.
He's living in it.
He can't do that. It's against the law. Run down to the King's Arms, French, and tell Nico I want to see him. Then go home and grab some sleep. Jojo's on the phones tonight, but I want you overseeing the chain gang on site.
But if Spider isn't busting the locks...
I'll be getting the key for the lock-up from Miner.
How'll you do that?
In exchange for half of the eventual profit on the sale of the wines. Car service...
What do you want to do that for?
Hold one moment, please. I'm not cheating, Miner. Not with what he must be going through. Now, there's no time to waste. Go and get your exhaust fixed.
Right, and I'll dump this one on my way.
No. Leave it here.
What?
I've got plans for that exhaust, Slippy.
Put it down! Down! The bottom dropped out.
Yeah, there's bound to be breakages on a job like this.
Danny should have put the headlights on his transit.
No, we mustn't attract attention. And anyway, we're nearly from...
Oh, I'm having a tea break. You got a corkscrew, Gringo?
Oh, yeah, my penknife.
No, don't slack off now.
My back's breaking. I could go a drink too. Yeah, I don't like the look of Gringo's suspension.
My car fall over, Danny.
We won't load any more into your wagon. And you take the corner slow.
Oh, horrible.
Pass me the bottle. Yeah. Hold that torch steady, Gringo.
No, I go now. I go very, very slow. Or he fall over.
Now, look, we've got to stick to Ed's master plan. We all follow Danny because he's got the key to Nico's lockup, Gringo.
Here you are, then. Have your own bottle.
I thought you didn't like it.
It's going down better now. I've took my chewing gum out. What do you reckon to it, Dan?
Oh, God, it's sour. Definitely not worth all this effort.
Of course it is.
Well, you try it, then.
Hey, no, well, all right, then. Ed did say we'd crack a few bottles later.
Hold that torch steady, Gringo.
You're not drinking drudge.
It's not far.
It's only down by the river.
Red one. I like. I don't like white.
It's a box of red you're sitting on, Slip, isn't it?
Look, I don't think we should open any more, though.
Just remind me of one. We sit in cave and drink. My uncle grow grape. Sometime a squash.
Yeah. Anyway, French, what do you think Ed's doing while we're knocking our guts out?
Eh? Wow, he's at base with Jojo.
With his feet up on a desk, reading.
Well, he's got to pick his winners for tomorrow, then.
He's reading a book.
What for?
A Noble Art of Wine Tasting.
In summer, I go home and squash a grape.
Well, not this sort you won't. This says bottled in chili.
God, that'll be it now. What shall I say?
Say Operation Plonk. Stage 2 underway.
To maximise the impact on the olfactory organs, tilt the glass to an angle of 45 or 50 degrees and... Are you listening to this, Jojo?
Eddie, French said they were ready to roll 20 minutes ago and you said to report on arrival. Now, they're way behind schedule. Shall I give him another blast?
We're on a shared frequency. I don't want ears flapping. I told him radio contact is to be kept to a minimum. An early comment with the nostrils hovering over your glass...
Car service.
...can sway a whole room full of fellow tasters. I like that.
Well, there's an additional charge after midnight, sir. But if you order your car now...
It's the same with everything. All a question of self-confidence.
Fine, sir. Then it's on its way.
Chapter 1 says it all, really. I don't know that I should bother to read any more. Listen to this. Apart from the prerequisite of a sensitive nose and a discerning palate, a true connoisseur...
Car service.
...has first and foremost to have a talent for enjoying life allied to a spirit of adventure. Hear that? Now, tell me who fits the bill if I don't.
Oh, well, he's, Eddie, it's Angela.
Tell her I'm not here.
He's not here.
What did she say?
That you were meant to meet her at 8 and it's now 11, and she heard you talking and slammed the phone down.
Damn. Still, this is more important. She'll understand, once she realises that this is all for her benefit. To repay a bad debt to the company, cash in Amboy, that's what she understands.
But to sell the wine on, Eddie, it might be difficult. As you haven't got suitable premises.
You think I haven't thought of that? That's why I'm starting a postal wine club, boy. Countrywide.
Oh, I see.
But in London, delivery within the hour. Mixed cases, special promotion half cases and 3-bottle packs. Connoisseur's choice of the month. And that's not to mention the mystery gifts.
Then it'll be costing you to advertise, Eddie.
Word of mouth, boy. A roller coaster. After my wine tasting launch.
It's Frenchy.
1-5. What do you mean you got the wrong address over?
You paid Nico for that key. But Frenchy says it's packed to the roof with cigarettes.
Yeah, forget that now. I've got to think fast. What about your place?
On the 7th floor and the lifts have been out of action for weeks.
Okay, 1-5. Return to base. 1-0-0-5. 2-2 and 6-0. Return to base immediately, please. Now, pull the desk towards you, tight as you can.
But there's another room to store it
as
here.
As a temporary measure. You sling all the chairs out the back while I get the TV into the lavatory. We'll make room. What do you reckon of this one?
One of the mystery gifts?
Yeah, well, we've come a long way down the scale from those red burgundies we started with. But mine must have had some wrinkle with these Chilean labels.
I'd say...
Don't pull any punches. Have the courage of your convictions. That's all that counts in this game, boy.
Fruit pastels.
Yeah, well, it is a very straightforward wine. In fact, you could say it's its very simplicity that recommends it.
Hey, I'll get claustrophobic, you know.
Well, you should have mentioned that before we walled you in, boy. Answer that.
I can't find it.
You've got the torch.
The battery just went. Car service. Hold a minute. Ed, I need the job.
Bad luck.
It's blocked off with wine cases like everything else, friend.
Last one. Boire un petit coup, c'est agréable, boy.
Sorry to keep you laughing.
Yes, well, I think your only problem's going to be getting hold of the people who appreciate the stuff.
Don't worry. I'm in with the right crowd.
And where you're going to store it till you sell it.
Car in 5 minutes. Well, I'll do my best, love. Hey.
Angela's got a garage.
Shame she's not talking to you then.
Nice buttery colour, this one. New mown hay.
Or compost.
And I thought it was just me, man.
Mohammed.
That's what I've been doing for the last 24 hours.
What?
Puking up.
Fire you, Mohammed.
And what's all this? You've been late night shopping, eh, Eddie?
No, no, this is a legit payment on a bad debt, boy.
Hey, none of this is hoisted.
Hey!
And now you're here. Help Jojo shift a few cases so we can get a window on the desk.
Shift them to where?
We'll have to block off the street door for a minute. Then shift them back.
Yeah, watch that stack. I don't want them shaken up.
If they fall this way, I'll get crushed.
Hang on, boy. Then you can climb out and I'll climb in. That's it. Now get your leg over, French. Good boy. I've got you. Now I'll climb in.
Oh, daylight. Oh, I'm going out for a breath of fresh air.
You've had that. The street door's blocked now. 02 hangabout.
Someone's trying to get in here.
Who is it?
Back up, French. Hey, Muhammad, help me push these so we can get the door.
Oh, it's Angela.
Then scrub that 02 and double back for your 9 o'clock pickup.
Because I want to get home to bed too. It's been a long night.
If you just squeeze in this way, Angela, and I'll...
Eddie, what's going on here?
Squeeze out. Hi, Ed.
Eddie?
And if you'll excuse me too, Angela.
Thanks.
Mohammed, perhaps you'd be good enough to explain.
It's all clean stuff.
What is?
This wine. And if you can't swallow that, you can't swallow anything.
Yeah, get back on the road, boy. And if you've got anything to say, contact me on the radio.
Eddie, you have got some explaining to do.
Well, it's hard to know where to start, sweetheart.
Start with the wine.
It's for a party.
Oh, really?
For all your friends, darling.
For all my...
Yeah, everyone who was at Suki's art gallery the other night.
But, Eddie,
to make things up. With all of them, as well as you, Angel. I realised some sort of public gesture was called
for. I knew you felt bad about it, actually. That's why you were so aggressive and why you couldn't face me last night.
What? Oh, yeah, well... Once I got a perspective on the whole thing, it seemed to me that crowd at Suki's appreciated the wine almost as much as they did the art, so I thought...
But, Eddie, even if you have the party next week, you haven't got an inch to move in here.
That's why I thought of your garage.
My... Now, hold on. What about my car?
Then if the wine's there, the easiest place to have the party would be upstairs in your flat. Mine's too small anyway, so I thought if you could get the invitations out today, sweetheart, or supply me with a list of names and addresses, because now I've got the stuff... The sooner I get shot of it, the better. Particularly with regard to you getting your car back in your garage. Car service. If you see what I mean, Angela. Car service.
Eddie, it's me.
Oh, Angel, how are things going your end?
They're not, actually.
You got long-stemmed glasses, did you? Oh, and don't forget to open a few bottles of the red before 7 o'clock. They must breathe.
Eddie, I have just got my third parking ticket this week.
Oh, bad luck. But the end is in sight, sweetheart. Oh, and the red wine needs to be between 60 and 65 degrees Fahrenheit, so it might be best to turn up the thermostat on your heating now.
I found a tiny space for my car on the corner of Roland Mews. Practically wrenched my arms out getting it in, and I'm not moving it again.
Don't they?
Which means you have to detail a car from the office to go and pick up the food.
Sorry, Angel, but I've got too many cars off the road already today. Three of my drivers are in here now, polishing up their routine as wine waiters.
You don't need wine waiters. Everyone can help themselves.
I don't want a free-for-all, darling. I can't afford that. The food's not that important, just something bland.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll ring the local chippy to send in some takeaways. That should be bland enough for you, shouldn't it?
Angela? Angela? Damn.
She cutting up rough, Ed.
No, I'll handle it. Now, where's Slippy?
He gone to barber shop.
You said he had to have a haircut. Then he's going to pick up his own brew. 42 pints of extra strong bitter and 42 mild.
That should set the cat among the pigeons.
Quiet. Meanwhile, you'll be down in the garage with Mohammed acting as storeman.
Two cases knock off a fiver, three cases a tenner, four...
Just leave yourself room for manoeuvre.
Oh, I always hate to do that, Ed.
And you've done your own work, Gringo?
Me?
For example, what are you going to say about the Bourgogne Rouge?
It's bad. It's very bad.
You're going to say it's as soft as velvet with a lovely fruity nose, you Burke.
It's going to be Angela that's the real fly in the ointment.
Sadly, we're going to have to offload her, Danny, and that's where you come in.
How?
She's just given me a very good idea. Her car's parked up on the corner of Roland Mews, but it's going missing.
How?
You're moving it.
Oh.
Just a few streets along.
Oh, come on, Ed.
Need an ignition key, do you?
What do you take me for?
Quite. I tell her it's gone and send you out with her to check. You cruise a few blocks the other way on the lookout. No sign of it. You end up taking her to the police station. After that, you drive back the other way and, Eureka, you spot her car. You leave her beside it to collect her car keys from the flat. When you finally get back to her with them, guess what?
The bloody thing won't stop.
You took the rotor arm out earlier.
Yeah, but it could be simpler just to tell her what's really going on this evening, Ed.
She knows as much as is good for her. I don't want to bother her with the ins and outs. Means to an end, boy.
Slippy!
In the kit. Thank you.
Where are the others?
They haven't left you with all this washing up, have they?
I'm not doing it.
Why not?
I've been on my feet bloody hard.
But what a triumph, eh?
Where's the dosh? Only stayed for me cut.
You're right. You look done in, boy. Go home now. French is still sitting on a pile of checks downstairs. We'll do our sums in the morning.
Oh, there you are, Eddie.
Suki, sweetheart. I thought you'd gone with the rest. Just trying to persuade my man to go home to bed instead of starting on this lot.
See you in the morning, then.
I only hung on to talk business.
Where's the bottle you won in the raffle?
I gave it to Yasha.
Sweetheart, that Montrachet's worth a fortune.
But I got it for a quid.
Oh, if you insist. Give me the balance now.
No way. You made £50 on a bottle by raffling them.
Who was counting?
I was. The others weren't because most of them made the mistake of drinking beer first. Oh, I love the food, though.
Yes, well, the chip butties were Angela's idea.
Oh, rotten she missed it. Especially the blind tasting and the mini auction. Theme parties are always fun. But, Eddie, I stay behind to make sure you realise that a gallery always charges commission on the sale of artwork.
Yeah, just a minute, sweetheart. Hello?
Eddie, it's Giorgio. Can you talk?
Hang on. I'm ringing Yasha tomorrow about the trip he's laying onto the coat door, so I'll speak to you then.
I can wait now.
Well, then if you wouldn't mind making a start on the washing up?
Oh, well, let's leave it. Tomorrow is a better idea. Night-night.
Go ahead.
Danny radioed in. He's towed Angela back to your garage. It's not too early, is he?
No, spot on, boy. Tell him well done. And congratulations are in order my end, too.
You've a flair with the wines, Eddie.
It's a whole new world, boy.
But if you've shifted the stock, you've no need to bother with the Postal Wine Club.
Except I sold membership to it and I can't let them down. No, I'll have to go to France now to replenish my cellars.
Or Chile.
No, because this upmarket art dealer, goes by the name of Yasha, is fixing introductions to wine growers and chevaliers for me in Burgundy, so...
Eddie!
Fill you in later, boy.
How dare you! How dare you exploit my friends like that!
What's up, darling?
I met Suki downstairs and she told me everything.
No, please, you don't need to thank me. Just give me a kiss. That'll be sufficient.
What are you talking about?
Well, about the fact that this evening I have more than recouped all the money owed the company by Chez Maurice.
Apparently you are now importing sculpture by a Russian artist, the first piece of which is entitled Exploded View of a Black Hole. Yes?
Well, but...
Yes! Eddie, if that isn't taking advantage of my friends, I... Well, oh, and don't try and tell me that you have some altruistic motive, because just...
No. But we have got our wires crossed somewhere, Angela.
You are a ruthless opportunist.
Your friends are natural bon vivants and connoisseurs of the grape. So
Two
I thought...
2 weeks ago you said there were arty-farty pretentious snobs.
The main thing is that we should remain friends, Angel. I mean, if we fall out, the business could well suffer. So why don't you make a start on the washing up while I explain everything? These rubber gloves yours, are they? Yeah. Hold it.
Bring on now! Angel, don't!
That was Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. In episode 3, A Question of Taste, the part of Eddie was played by Gary Waldhorn and Angela by Harriet Walter. Slippy, Norman Jones. Frenchy, Terence Edmund. Gringo, Paul Gregory. Mohammed, Stefan Khalifa, Suki, Geraldine Fitzgerald, Danny, David Holt, and Jojo, David Thorpe. Radio Cars is directed by Richard Wortley.